Listen on your mobile.
Hello, hello, hello. How are you doing? I'm doing all right. My name is Simon, and you are listening to What Simon Says on Planet 104.6 FM or planetaudio.org.nz. I'm going to be here for the next hour playing some cracking tunes, celebrating the underdogs, playing B-sides and remixes you will not hear anywhere else on the airways. We're going to go straight into it. From their brand new album, The Centre Won't Hold, this is Sleater Kinney and Hurry On Home.
I'm dressed
was the Donners with Take It Off from their sophomore album, Spend the Night. They've got a great sounding lead singer whose name is Brett Anderson. What a cool name is that? More of that later, everyone, as well you know. Hey, I am, as I said before, Simon William Todd, and I'm here creating my own playlist as part of the Radio 13 DJ Collective. We're here with you every Saturday night from 8:30. We're going to keep the music coming now. This is the fantastically named Amel and the Sniffers, or as I sometimes mistakenly say, the Snifters. I think I might petition them to get their name changed to that, because Snifters is such a better name than Sniffers. This is live. No, it's not. It's not even live. I don't know what I'm talking about. This is live. On a Saturday night, this is Amel and the Snifters and Got You. There with I Got You from their self-titled debut album, which is out now at all good record shops, or if you're probably lazy like me, you're just pressing the button, not feeling guilty at all, and getting it online. But do go out and buy it. Come on, everyone. Amel and the Sniffers there, which is, as I said before, one of the greatest names in rock and roll, and many a night I have spent in their company. That is the Amel and the Sniffers. Sniffing is something that I do very well if Amel's around. Hey, we're going to... I hope you're enjoying this as much as I am. I don't know whether in Auckland a couple of weekends ago, but they had a great Chris Cornell tribute night at Galatos. Before the Chris Cornell tribute band came on, there was a whole tribute band. Can you believe it? As tribute to that tribute band, which was great, this is Samantha from their kind of Courtney Love solo album that she called Hole. Anyway, this is Samantha. Check it out.
Yeah. same.
No, 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 no.
Must I grow up?
Yes, 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 yes.
Must I grow up?
Yes, 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 yes.
Must I join him?
Yes, 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 yes.
And do as I'm told?
Yes, 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 yes.
Must I mature?
Yes, 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 yes.
How come he's so sure?
Yes, yes.
Must I evolve?
Yes, yes.
Must I?
First time around, so bad. Yeah, so bad.
How about that? That is Jarve is with Must I Evolve, a standalone single, it would seem, from the former Pulp frontman. Some lovely call and response there. Apparently recorded in a cave system. I know well, actually, in Castleton in Derbyshire, which is just south of Sheffield, where he comes from. That was a fantastic song, I think you'll find on Planet FM 104.6 or planetaudio.org.nz. I'm Simon, and this is What Simon Says. And What Simon Says is now there is some sort of curating going on, sometimes a tenuous link left at the traffic lights from one song to the other, but this one is quite blatant. Yes, this is Richard Hawley from his new album. Rich Dawley, as I'm sure everyone listening is aware, was a singer and guitar player with Pulp, and he recorded some of their albums, then went into the Long Pigs, then kind of went back in and out of Pulp, but he is pretty bloody fantastic. This is off his new album. As I say, this is called Alone. Alone by Richard Hawley from his new album Further. If you are available tomorrow, come with me down to a local record shop and ask for that on orange vinyl, because it is available on orange vinyl, as orange as the microphone cover on this here microphone I'm recording on at planetaudio.org.nz. I'm Simon William Todd. I'm part of the Radio 13 Music Collective. You can find album reviews, live reviews, music news, everything you need to know about good music, only good music, at radio13.co.nz. This is a song off a B-side, because we like to listen to B-sides on this show. because they don't, and the kids don't even know what I'm talking about. Ask your kids, what's a B-side? They won't know. Well, I'm going to tell you what a B-side is. It's where the good shit happens, yeah? This is a B-side from Pet Shop Boys from 1996 single. This is called The Truck Driver and His Mate, inspired by Yorkie Chocolate Bars. Now, if you don't come from the UK, which many of you won't, you won't know what Yorkie chocolate bars are, unless perhaps you're in the international section at your local supermarket, where you might find one. But Yorkie chocolate bars are like big chocolate bars. They're kind of like a Toblerone that you might hurt the top of your mouth on, but not quite as painful. Big chocolate bars for kind of people. And they come in different flavours, but the milk chocolate is the best one. And in the advert in the 1980s, had this kind of truck driver, and he had a homoerotic relationship with the wheel of his truck, and he'd stop and eat a Yorkie as a kind of way of releasing some sexual tension. But this is, as I say, Pet Shop Boys with Truck Driver and His Mate on Planet FM. To be the truck driver or his mate? That is Pet Shop Boys from their 1996 single Further from their album Bilingual, their take at euphoric rock, according to lead singer Neil Tennant. Hey, we're back. It's me, Simon, and what Simon says now is listen to this. This is one of these guys are one of the some of the unsung heroes of New Zealand music. They should be all over the world, but they're very hesitant about putting new stuff out because they're oh, they claim to be doing other stuff. I don't buy that. This is Delete Delete, one of the best bands in the world, with Between the Lines. Hey, Delete Delete there with Between the Lines. Cracking video for that song. Be sure to check it out on YouTube. What Simon says about that song is, it's good, but I want more of it. So this is a challenge to you people in Delete Delete. Get an album out. Album? What's an album? It's the same as a B-side, kids. Get it out before the end of the year and put some live shows on. I'll be down the front. Hopefully that won't put you off doing live shows. So, here we are again. Bit more New Zealand music now. This is a great song from Christchurch, or as they sometimes abbreviate it, CHCH, which makes me want to say Chucha, as in Chucha changes, but then you can't. It's got a hard K in Christchurch, but then you go Chucha. Sort it out, whoever is in charge of the abbreviations committee in this fair land of the long white cloud. This is Laura Lee Lovely with Lights Down. says about this one is we're going to listen to it right until the end. Right until the end. That was Suede with To The Birds. It was a B-side, could you believe, from their first single, The Drowners, what came out in 1993. Someone might question me on that. Could have been two, could have been three. Anyway, it was a long time ago. Those guys are going to be a regular feature on this show, What Simon Says, because they don't get enough airplay anywhere in the world, especially here. So there we go. That was Suede with To The Birds. Now I'm going to play another song, some unsung heroes. They had two albums. A second album called Splinter came out, had a song on it called Hi-Fi, went to the top of the, well, top 10, and everyone thought these guys are going to be the new indie darlings. They weren't. Coldplay came along, and what's that all about? This is Sneaker Pimps with a song called Destroying Angel. I'd like to know your thoughts on this, because there's a line in it that goes, "The words beneath my skin, the ink that you put in," which I think is a very good little couplet. But then the voice in the back of my head says, "Teenage." It's very teenage. I'd like to know what you think. Drop me a line. Postcards only, please. Just put Simon New Zealand. It'll find me. This is Sneaker Pimps with Destroying Angel.
Yeah.
Pimps here with Destroying Angel from their second album and their last album, sadly, that's called Splinter. This is Simon William Todd on Planet FM 104.6 FM or planetaudio.org.nz. I'm part of the Radio 13 Music Collective. You can find us all on radio13.co.nz, where you also find album reviews and all the latest music reviews and news. What's going to happen now? Some more brand new music here. This is Burning Candles from a band called Narcissus, who are out of the UK, and it is going to happen very soon. Hold the line, please, caller. On 104.6, that is Burning Candles by Narcissus. I am Simon William Todd, and this is What Simon Says. What Simon Says now is that here comes a song called Under the Radar by Underworld. Now, look, these guys are not in my good books because they were supposed to come here for the Electric Garden Festival in February, here being Auckland, New Zealand, and they pulled out, and I had a ticket, and I was not very happy. I had to sit there and listen to Fatboy Slim. Fatboy whom? As someone once said, he was all right, but it wasn't quite the same. So I'm not talking to them, but I do like this song. It's from back in the day, and it is called Under the Radar by Underworld. Now might be a good time to turn things up, everyone. It is Saturday night after all.
We live on.
That was Underworld, the dulcet tones of Carl Hyde, telling us that we all live underneath the radar. I hope your radar is a nice place to live underneath. This has been Simon William Todd on What Simon Says on Planet FM 104.6. You can find this show anytime you like. If you want to listen to it again, if you thought, hey, what was that track? I really like that one. I want to listen to it again. You can find me on planetaudio.org.nz/What Simon Says. And I will be back next month on Saturday, the 3rd of August, again, championing underdogs, listening to B-sides and remixes you won't find anywhere else on the airwaves. This side of the Bombay Hills, at least. Also, don't forget to check out radio13.co.nz if you want to go out to a gig, or if you didn't get to a gig and want to see what it was like, you can find all sorts of stuff there. It's been a pleasure, and I'd like you to take care of yourself. Until next time, huru. Ciao. Arrivederci. Nice one.